Welcome to Deeply Rooted, a web series on mindset. My name is Tony Wisdom, aka Tony Gaines. I've spent over 20 years in the music business as a producer, engineer, label owner, and executive. This show is dedicated to changing the narrative on success. I reached out to the most successful people I know. I want to know what drives them, their greatest mistakes, their best advice, their secrets to success, and how all of that has shaped who they are today. Take a journey with us. So, what's going on, y'all? I know I was muted. We're going live here in about 8 minutes or so. But I just wanted to hop on right quick and just kind of explain my vision and explain, you know, what it is I'm trying to do. And I hate the word try, and I'm not supposed to use the word try. So what it is that I'm doing. I've been working a lot on my own mindset, a lot on personal growth. I've been reading more than normal, more than usual, kind of everything I can get my hands on. And one book I read was a book called A Book of Mentors, or A Tribe of Mentors, excuse me, by Tim Ferriss. And essentially, he sent out a few hundred letters to successful people, all with the same questions. And they wrote back, some of them wrote back, some of them said no, whatever. And he just put it in a book. And as I was reading that book, I got to thinking about my tribe and, you know, some of the amazing people that I've met over the years. And just kind of see how, you know, if they answered these questions, you know, because I'm a firm believer that, especially in this day and age where we have this instant gratification culture, right, where, you know, everything's on social media and everybody's only putting their highlight reels on social media. That the people around you, there's people around us that are superheroes, that are doing unbelievable things, you know, and especially for the younger generation, like, I just want to show them that some of the people around them are really dope. While you're looking at celebrities, or you're looking at, you know, again, outwardly, for inspiration. You know, there's people that you can touch, you know. So, and it's kind of a curiosity project for me. A lot of these dudes I'm really intrigued by, like tonight's guest, I'm really intrigued. Bro had a vision. Nobody else saw his vision, and he saw it through, you know. And I just want to know, like, for my own personal benefit, you know, like, how'd you push through that? You know, so that's what Deeply Rooted is really about, kind of digging into the mind of successful people. I don't really promote this right now because I'm trying to see where the organic reach is and, like, organically, how are people resonating with it. And in my mind, I mean, the group is up to almost 600 people. We have constant engagement in there, comments, likes, shares. You know, people are starting to talk to each other. People are starting to share resources. And that's really what the group is about, is a place where, a safe place where we can just talk about things, man, like real things, things that matter. You know, not the Kardashians or the latest score on the game, you know, like, things that'll help us. What's going on, brother? Can you hear me? Alright. I got you on camera right now, but give me 1 second because I was kind of going through a little spiel. So I appreciate you, man. So in terms of the show, or in terms of the group, that's what I was talking about. I'm just really trying to build a space for these people. And I'm talking to them, bro, just so you don't have to respond to me and shit. So I'm trying to build a space, a safe space. I'm trying to put some fat on your brain every day, if it's not just little tidbits of things that you can get that might make you think, you know? Every week, you guys know we do, I ask this billboard question. And, you know, all of these guests that I've brought on here are like, these are people that I think are powerful and successful. And like I was saying, like this brother right here that we about to talk to, like, you know, you got a bunch of kids that see him every day and don't know that instead of looking at the baby or little baby or whoever the hell there is out here, like, you need to be talking to this dude. You know what I'm saying? And that's, so we can get into this, bro. I know we had, you know, some time issues and shit, but I don't, you know, it is what it is, man. I appreciate you taking your time out. I know you're a busy man. Yeah, I was just kind of explaining, you know, I had been on for about 10 minutes. I just was kind of explaining, you know, what my vision is for this show and why I even popped out and did this. Because I was going to do a show for a long time, bro. I know a lot of people, right? And it was like, I could do a show where I interview Rich, or I could do a show, you know, J Diggs or Tech or whoever, right? And be about music and it'll be the same old shit, really. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, there's like no value in that shit, man. So I decided to kind of go the other route and kind of dig into their brains, dig into people's brains, and just kind of see, you know, what makes you tick. You're not an average type dude. You know what I'm saying? I know you always say your tagline is no big deal, nigga, but it is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So even though this isn't about your profession, who is Brandon Williams professionally? Yeah.
Just doing music, entertainment, all that. Man, I've done a little bit of everything from preschool. I have my own vending machine for 3 or 4 years.
Now I got a food truck. And I own Esports Bar KC. I'm a 75th and Emmy.
All right. So I'm new to this, bro. I had the mute button on for about half of your statement. So we got the last part of it. So me and bro met in about 2009. He was doing music. He was an executive. Actually, one of my first clients when I was working at Industry Studios. Spent a lot of time with this brother. And, you know, he had one of the better eyes for talent. Than most of them dudes that I dealt with. Like, he had a really good eye for talent. He had some talented dudes around him. But then, you know, like he said, he's a serial entrepreneur. For those of you who don't know what that means, it just means we'll get into any business. We don't care. We do a lot of different things. You might see him at a restaurant. You might see him on some real estate. You might see him slinging T-shirts out the trunk, you know, cereal. So I apologize for that part. But, okay, so who is Brandon Williams, the man?
Oh man, I'm a God-fearing father, man. Didn't let the conditions of how I grew up define me. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. God-fearing. You know what I mean? Ambitious. Good father. Man, then it goes on from there.
That's dope. How do you define success?
Success. How do I define success? Well, me personally, I define success being carefree, man. Waking up, doing something I love to do. You know, my occupation to me ain't a job. And that was one of the footnotes that I wanted, that I hung on, you know what I mean, probably in high school. Was when people ask you what you want to do when you grow up, I didn't know, like a lot of people probably don't know. But I know I wanted to do something that I was comfortable with getting up doing every day. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's success to me.
Now, how has that changed over the years? Is that the same way that you saw it at 18? I mean,
man, at 18, I was in a whole nother vortex, man. At 18, I felt like I was always bright and ambitious and, but I was just using it in the wrong corridor, you know what I mean? The wrong arenas. So putting it together, man, now and looking back at what I thought I wanted and what I got now and what I'm achieving, what I'm pushing it forward to get. Now it was just like 180, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate God for, you know, his grace and mercy for, you know, traveling with me through these years. You know what I mean? I'm 37 now, so that's been 19 years ago. I'm almost 20 years out of high school, man. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, what drives you?
My kids. I got three boys, man. I got a set of twins at 14. I got a baby boy, he's 11. And they just model me. You know what I mean? They watch my every move. So, yeah. Just seeing that sparkle in their eye and teaching them something that they hanging on to every word, that's what motivates me, man.
No doubt. And let me say this about this brother. He called me one day with an idea, and he had a vision, and nobody else saw that vision. You know, I was in the gaming space at the time. I was doing Reg Nation, so I had a bunch of different gaming connects. I think we spoke at J-Rock's funeral, actually.
We did.
Rest in peace to J-Rock. And, you know, I put them with a couple people, and they were some gamer nerd people who didn't. They thought his idea was ludicrous. And bro didn't give a damn. Right.
Todd, I run into that all the time, man. When I had that girl group. When I had City Girls before City Girls, they thought I was crazy too.
Man, the PRC, Punk Rock Chicks, is still my favorite name for a girl group of all time. but no, so, and then bro took his vision and turned it into Esports KC. Which is, like I said, his vision. It's not like there's not other places like that, because there is. But this is his vision of it, and he's turned it into a unique space. I mean, they're doing two-step classes in there. You know, yeah. like it's really become one of those landmark spots, you know, that appreciate people it. Know. So and to see that from like, bro, I got an idea, man. You know what I mean? And like to really. And how long have you been open? How long has it been open?
I mean, 4 years in November, man. Drama free, no shooting, no fights. 4 years,
man.
4 years.
We serve
alcohol too. So yeah.
So and what's the address there?
7470 Neiman Road. That's in Shawnee, Kansas.
All right. So for anybody looking for some grown and sexy things to do, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you go follow Esports Bar KC. So how has a failure or an apparent failure set you up for later success?
Well, them failures, man, that's what builds your character. You know what I mean? Like, the small failures, you know what I'm saying? They supposed to be lessons learned, you know what I'm saying? Through the stages, you know what I mean? Through the journey. You know, they be like, trust the process. Well, failing is part of the process. Mm-hmm. And I think feeling failure and having to deal with failure is what makes you, once you get your first taste of it, if you got that strong will,
people
really don't take chances because of the fear of failure. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I get plenty of, you know what I mean? Like, or it didn't go exactly how you wanted it to go. And for me, that's a failure to an extent. You know what I'm saying? If I'm planning out to make $100,000 and I only make $30,000, well, that's a failure. But I still made something, but you still got something to build on and grow on. So it's supposed to be a setup for the next step in life.
Yeah, I agree. I honestly don't believe there's failures. I mean, it's only a failure if you don't learn from it. You know what I'm saying? Like then other than that, it's just like you said, it's just another brick on your building, man, when you're building your foundation. So great answer, bro. All right, I love this question right here. So if you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say and why? Could be a few words or a paragraph.
Ooh. That's a good one, gang. I mean, right now, my slogan is no big deal, man. You know what I mean? Take it with a grain of salt. We're going to
keep pushing on the field. Yeah, so... What do you mean about that? Like, what do you mean when you say that, bro?
Well, I'm gonna get on solid, man. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I use no big deal as a defense mechanism. But to me, it's how you stay humble. You know what I mean? So you're gonna deal with compliments. You're gonna deal with criticism. I deal with all the same way. It's no big deal. So it ain't gonna affect me one way or another. So I say no big deal a lot, you know what I mean? So it's a mindset. It's kind of like the mama mentality, you know what I mean? Not to get, I didn't come up with no big deal. So it's not like the mama mentality, but for you to have that certain mindset, that's how I utilize it, you know what I mean? So instead of some, you know, somebody throws something at you and you know that sometimes you predicated to give a certain answer back. You would think that people going, and sometimes you say no big deal, put them back on the defense. You know what I mean? So,
hey, peep this. The universe was looking out for you, brother. I must have hit the elbow or something, man. The saucy part got muted, man. The universe is looking out for you. But essentially, so essentially, I don't know when it happened. So for what y'all didn't know, I asked him if he could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say and why? And he said he was going to say his slogan, no big deal. If you follow B Will, if you follow Brandon on social media, you see him say that all the time, # no big deal. So that's dumb. That's funny though, bro. What is one of the best or most worthwhile investments you've ever made? Could be an investment of time, energy, money.
Myself. that's the best thing you can really invest into. You know what I'm saying? And that could be in a broad base, you know what I mean? So trusting yourself, man, but trusting that process, believing in myself, because I could easily be out here working for somebody else. I know a lot of people, you know, tapped in and got a phone call, made a phone call, say, hey, man, I need a job. Can I make 60K? Can I make 70K? Instead, I just wanted to bet on myself. So investing in myself, just learning. I only got a high school diploma, man. You know what I mean? So a lot of this is self-taught, and this is before YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just paying attention, because it don't cost nothing. You know what I mean? To pay attention. I'm going to take notes, even if it's just a mental note. Yeah. And just paying attention, man. You know, investing in myself, wanting to take that leap of faith, believing in me, man. You know what I mean? That's some of the better investments that you can make besides what Dogecoin a couple of weeks ago or Bitcoin a few months ago or a year ago or something like that. But
yeah,
investing to yourself.
No doubt. And I like that. You said it don't cost nothing to pay attention.
Only when you don't do it.
No doubt. That's dope. What small act of kindness were you once shown that you'll never forget?
Small act of kindness. It's two of them, man.
Okay.
One, it was many, many moons ago.
Okay.
And it was a girl that I was trying to date. And we ended up hooking up. And she's like, well, you know, she looked the part. You know what I mean? Like, high maintenance. That's what I mean, the part. Okay. She was like, well, you know, let's go out. You know, I'm like, that's cool. She's like, well, you got 40, 50 bucks. I'm like, yeah, that's easy. What's up? We pull up to McDonald's. With the 50 bucks, man, she's like, let's get chicken, let's get McDoubles, let's get fries. I'm like, all right. So we get $50 worth of McDonald's, man. We went downtown KCMO, we passed out all that food. And it was, we got back in the car and I was just like, that was cool. You know what I mean? She asked me, how did I feel? I was like, it's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then she asked me, how did it feel to give?
Yeah.
So she was setting me up, you know what I mean? But it was just that little small act of kindness. It did make me feel better as a person, but you know what I mean? She just, I know that probably went left field, but it was just something that was.
Nah, that's perfect, bro. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because it stuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it show you, see, because I believe that the secret to living is giving, right? And mm-hmm. and helping where you can. Because in that moment, when you're doing that, you know what I'm saying, everything else kind of fades away. You know what I'm saying? You feel great. And if you can stay in that moment, then what, you know what I mean? Then that would be dope. So the fact that you remembered that and it stuck with you, yeah, that's dope. So what's the second one?
The second one, man, is just getting love from your community, man. Getting love from your peers. You'd be surprised, man, how a small act of kindness, like liking a person's post, sharing a person's post, your friends, your family, your loved ones, how much that affects the overall optic, the overall overview of a situation, or so just a simple support. You know what I mean? A lot of people will clap it up for you and do all that, but it's seldomly seen that people will come out and shake your hand too. You know what I mean? I had a lot of that when I first opened the spot up.
Yeah.
And going back to no big deal, man, you can't be wearing your emotions on your sleeve. There's plenty of times that I wanted to quit, you know, that I just didn't even go in. And I 42 fake myself out, like I'm going to go to work, and then I don't go to work.
Yeah.
So just, man, just dealing, having that and having that support, you know what I mean? That support, that's like priceless, you know what I'm saying? So it just be small, little small acts of kindness like that.
Yeah,
that go a long way. It really
does. It does. I agree. That's a great answer, man. In the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
In the last five?
Yeah.
What, we get 21, so that'd be 16. That's a good one, man. What new belief, what new habit? I one.
Okay.
This time last year, excuse me, we was all in the house. Didn't nobody go outside. And I'm a habitual gambler. I love sports gambling and stuff like that, right? But that was taken away from me because there wasn't no sports.
Yeah.
So I had to find something that really gave me that fix, you know what I mean? For lack of better words, so I just love to do it. I love sports, so I got a sports bar.
Yeah.
And I locked into that stock market. And I'm gonna keep it a buck. Without that stock market this time last year, it wouldn't be no more esports because I didn't get no PPIs. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get no SBAs. I ran it up in 4 months. I ain't gonna tell you what I ran it up, but I ran it up enough to where I can catch up on my rent, catch up on my bills, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was the stock market. You know what I'm saying? It changed my life in the course of like 4 or 5 months. And I always been an aggressive guy, so I guess I picked the right time around, you know, March or April. Mm-hmm. I got real aggressive, and by the time they opened back up in July, I was ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had to deplete my portfolio, but I was ready though. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Man, that goes back to, you know, keeping your eye on the prize. It don't cost nothing to pay attention. And it costs you nothing now, obviously, it costs money to make investments, but it don't cost money to learn, right?
No,
and to go seek some information and say, maybe there's an opportunity here, you know? So that's a good lesson. And then it's also what a serial entrepreneur does. He tries to find any and every way to make money, and they ain't scared to go learn. So, and that's for anybody, man. Like, at any point in time, like we use these phones, you know, to communicate and to look at, you know, whatever we looking at. But if you know what you're doing, you can use this phone and change your life just by reading, just by Googling, by searching. You know, I watch
all that free information, man.
For real. I watch brothers like this do it all day long, you know. So that's for anybody watching. That's just know. It's, I mean, at any point in time, you can decide to pick up and be something new, you know, and don't be afraid of that. You know, because you never know what you stumble on, you know? This is a brother that was in rap music that now owns a gaming sports bar, you know?
Yes.
And his idea, you know? So, okay, what advice would you give to a smart, driven kid about to enter the real world?
Without being too cliche, it's 2021, so it's an 18 or 19 year old. And don't be scared. Don't be scared to fail. It's okay if you don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? If you don't know right then and there. I would, because the kids today, man, they try to grow up so fast. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's okay not to know what you want to do, but don't go do what such and such and what's the name be doing just because you think that's cool. You know what I mean? Be your own person. Like, be solid. Be okay with looking in the mirror every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, stand on some, have some merit about yourself, and, you know what I mean, and move forward accordingly. You know what I mean? Don't be scared to go out there and mess up. Don't be timid to go out here and make a move, you know what I mean, that you feel like it's going to benefit you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
is there any advice they should ignore?
No, I don't ignore it. I listen to everything. Constructive criticism, passive aggressive criticism, everything, man. Some of the best advice I'm getting is from drug addicts. You know what I mean? And who better to get sound advice from a drug addict? Because they don't tell you where you went wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They always see themselves in you. You know what I mean? I used to like, you buy me a piece when I was that age.
Yeah.
But that's
really dope.
I take it all with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? So no big deal. Whatever you're going to do with it is what you're going to do with it. You know what I mean? That, all that knowledge ain't nothing without application. You know what I mean? So you have to learn to apply the gems. Like, you can have all the gems, but without no application or no follow through.
Yeah.
You
just,
you know what I mean?
You're just a dude who knows a lot, who's good at trivia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. So here's another last 5 years question. In the last 5 years, what have you become better at saying no to? Distractions, invitations, etc. And what new realizations or approaches have helped you do that?
I forgot to say something, man, but I'm designing a clothing line. I've been designing for like 2 years. Big on fashion. I just never did really get a chance to stamp it how I want to stamp it.
Okay.
But one of my shirts say, and one of my my slogans say, out of a book that I've been writing for 2 years too.
Okay.
Approachability over accessibility.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm a stoic guy for the most part, but I'm stone faced because I'm from the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm saying from the streets, from the inner city. You know what I'm saying? So, we was taught just to say less, pay attention. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So, I learned to be approachable. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I, at the same time, not always be accessible. You know what I mean? You're not going to catch me at the hot spots. This is even before I opened up eSports. You're not going to really catch me at this place and that place every weekend and that and running my name down and running my face down. You know what I mean? So,
no doubt.
But I want people to, when you see me, so every time we see each other, Tone, it's like we pick right back up where we left off from.
No doubt.
It don't matter if it was music, if it's sports. If it's fantasy football, I'm winning our league again.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? We pick right back up where we So that approachability is key, especially when you're doing business. You don't ever want to see too big for the, you know what I mean? Or be looking at people like they less of value or they inferior to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I try to stay as humble and try to stay connected with the people as much as possible. You know what I mean? Okay. So it's definitely approachability over accessibility. I like my piece, man. I love my piece.
Yeah, that's dope. So are you ready to say what the line is called yet? Or what the book is about? Either one? Or are you not ready for that?
Well, I ain't gonna talk about the line because I ain't trademarked everything yet.
Okay, dope.
But it's big on grammar, though. You know what I'm saying? It's big on grammar. Like, metaphors, analogies, double entendres, like, It's how I put it together. It's gonna be something that you ain't really thought about as far as quoting. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm tying some stuff together. But the book, it's called. I'm writing it with my homeboy Donald Paul Jones, man. It's called. But last time we named it, it was called 50 Shades of Game, No Gray Area.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a self-taught book, a self-help book. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So. And approachability over accessibility is one of the key. It's kind of like 48 Laws of Power, but it's not 48 Laws of Power. It's 50 Shades of Game.
Yeah, I got it. That's dope. Did you read? Have you read 50's book? He just read. Yeah, that was actually pretty dope. I like that he stepped into that realm. So I'm excited about that book, man. Yeah, let's get. Yeah, that's dope, man.
I gotta get that one out here.
Man.
I've been writing for like 4 years.
Yeah. That's dope, and you like actually doing the writing?
Yeah, that's dope,
bro. Yeah. That's dope. Hell yeah, I can't wait for that. So good luck on that. All right, couple more questions. When you feel overwhelmed or unfocused or have lost your focus temporarily, what do you do?
I try to do whatever I can do to clear my head.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Missouri, so it's a self-medicate state. So I might self-medicate.
Yeah.
Just to clear my mind, though. You know what I mean? Not to overly indulge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to abuse nothing.
Yeah.
I self-medicate, man. I go back to that happy place.
Yeah.
Finding that happy place, finding a reason to smile. You know what I mean? Taking I had my granny or my auntie, you know what I'm saying, who I love dearly, hearing they voices in my mind, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Talking to my inner conscience, you know what I mean? Finding a word or two out that good old Bible, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anything, it just depends at any time, you know what I mean? What do I have to use as a coping mechanism to take me there? Mm-hmm. And I think finding coping mechanisms is how you deal with stress, how you deal with depression, like You know what I mean? Those are very things. It's an abundance in the real world now. That's what's wrong with these kids. They don't know how to deal with their emotions.
Yeah.
And with the instant gratification that these social media sites, you know what I mean, be having. If you don't get 100 likes, then you ain't important. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. You know what I mean? It really don't really make a difference. You know what I mean? Just finding coping mechanisms, finding out how to deal with certain situations and how to deal with life's plate. You know what I mean? Because it come with the territory. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of what you're doing and how you're doing it, you got to know it's stuff that comes on that plate and how to dissect that. Learning how to deal with that is important.
No doubt, because no matter which way you go, I mean, it could be, you could choose the streets, you could choose the corporate world, you could choose whatever, but there's going to be something that comes with that. There's going to be a give, and there's going to be a take, and you just got to find what you can take, what you're willing to put up with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like he said, find coping mechanisms, you know, which is one of the reasons why I asked this question, because everybody has different things, and I'm just trying to expose different coping mechanisms that people have, you know?
Or going to that gym, you know what I'm saying? Working your mind and working your body. A lot of time, mm-hmm. I do it without music.
Yeah,
and I love to go to the gym by myself so I can focus, because it is you and that man in the mirror. You know what I mean? So,
that's dope. That kind of leads me to the next question. So do you have a song that you consider the soundtrack of your life, or a song that's your go-to song when you need to be put back in the right place?
Yeah, I do. It was a song probably put out, it had to be like 2011-12, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Anytime by Jay Diggs.
You motherfucker.
Anytime by Jay Diggs. That's what I listened to.
I knew we was gonna have to approach this. Let me clear the air on this for a minute. So Jay Diggs, for those of y'all that don't know, he's an Oakland rapper. Alright, and I was at the studio, I think in 2009, I sold like 100 beats. I was trying to stay on top of my shit, but it was a lot. And like he said, it was a lot of self-medicating going on. So I meet Jay Diggs for the first time. He comes in town, I gave him some beats. He left, I didn't see him for months. I don't know what he never said. Hey, yo, I'm gonna take this beat or I'm gonna take that beat. So I, you know, B Will was, we was working, so I was giving him beats. He really loved this particular beat. It's Janet Jackson, Anytime sample, right?
It was classic because you see what Kendrick did to it later on.
I know, man. I did see it, and there's no way you can listen to that and hear that and not think that something went on there. But so anyway, Jay Diggs comes in town one night late, and you know, we're in the middle of a session. He's very excited and he's like, bro, I need you, where's that beat you gave me? Like, I need you to pull this up right now. And I had to call my man and be like, bro, this is a good shot for me, man. He's excited. I didn't know he was gonna take it, so I had to give him like 2-3 beats for that, man. And he never ever lets me forget that, so much so that he had to slide that in on the question and want to be an asshole and didn't even answer the question.
Hey, man. That's what you gonna say. No big deal, man.
But I appreciate you for taking that one on the chin for me, man. Like, because, you know, like I said, that was a big song. It was a big record for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a kid from Lawrence, Kansas, bro. Like, you can be a kid from Kansas City and never get where I got. But coming from Lawrence, Kansas, you really don't got too much of a shot at all. You know what I'm saying? So for y'all accepted me as family, you know what I'm saying? And I always appreciated that. So, and that's another thing, man. This is part of this show on some Nori shit is about me telling you, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I never got the chance to tell J-Rock, you know what I'm saying? Like, just thank you, bro. Like, if nothing else, just for your inspiration and watching how you move and how you bounce back from adversity, your resiliency. I call you an innovator. You know what I'm saying, in terms of business, and so I appreciate you, man, and everything that you do. Thank you, man. That's real as it gets, bro. So what's the mission? Like what's your end game? Do you know?
Man, I'm trying to have that last name be is bigger than William Seasoning. You hear me?
Yeah,
that's the end game. Showing these kids what's up, building this legacy up, you know what I mean? That's it. We talking millions now.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, that's where I want to take it at. That's the end game, you know what I mean? I'm 37. I'm cool. I feel like I could have did better. I feel like I should be doing more at this point in my life. But at the same time, and I'm proud of myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of myself. Like, all the way out the mud, you know what I mean? No rich parents. What they say on the memes, no rich parents, no handouts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Nothing like that, man. So just to get where I'm at or where I'm aspiring to get to and from where I'm from, you know what I mean? That's dope. And you know what I mean? Just to continue out that legacy and showing my kids, you know what I mean? Letting them know the stuff that I knew. I'm teaching them the stuff that I got at 22 and 23.
Yeah.
I'm teaching them at 14, at 11. You know what I mean? They might not get it all the way, but by me keep on and keep on and keep on saying the same thing. So when they finally get that aha moment, it's going to snap in and they're going to be like, dang, this is like riding a bike. How did I get this? You know what I'm saying? Because I've been kind of constantly pouring into them. You know what I mean? So I've been diffusing them through osmosis, letting them learn without them even knowing that they learned it. You know what I mean? So the legacy, man, the legacy is that's it. That's what it is about for me right now.
That's dope, man. So thank you, bro. Again, I know you're a busy dude, and you know you didn't have to do this, so I definitely appreciate you taking the time out for me, man. Any parting words, any messages that you want to leave? You got anything you trying to promote or something coming, any big events coming up?
Man, I got every Thursday night we slapping. Okay. Two-step game night, we slapping at Esports, cool kids only. Like I said, man, we got a nice controlled environment in there. You know, everybody having a good time. I'm like the best kept secret in the city. I really like to keep it like that.
Yeah.
That, man, I host all the big fights. So, you know, we got Floyd coming up. We got Javonte Davis coming up. We got, what's that, Garcia boy? Is it Mikey Garcia? He punching hard. They just said Tyson Fury and then, oh, boy's supposed to fight again, too. So all the big boxing matches, man.
Let me slide this in here, too, for my Lawrence people. If you're looking for something different, because, you know, we don't have nothing to do for our kids and their birthdays, you know. He's got this esports spot where you can pull up with 10, 15 kids and let everybody play Fortnite or 2K and have your birthday party there. It's in Johnson County. It's not too far from us, you know what I mean? So make sure I'm going to share the page on the – I think I already did. Go follow the page. There it is, bro. So, well, man, I'll let you get back to your Sunday, homie. Like I said, I really appreciate you, man. And keep rocking.
Man, I appreciate it, for sure.
No doubt, man. You're an inspiration, my nigga, and just keep pushing.
It's all love, baby. No big deal.
All right, homie. Peace. Yeah, so I kind of got interrupted at the beginning there, and I had obviously some issues with these mics. I'm in here by myself. I don't have my assistant that's usually here with me. But I really just wanted to talk, too, really about my vision and where we're going. I've released it as a podcast now. You can find it anywhere you find your podcast, because really this Facebook Live thing is more about me holding myself accountable. It's not really, you know, about the views or anything right now. But I plan on doubling down. I plan on getting all this production together. You know, getting my transitions, getting some help. We've brought a writer on the team. So just look out for us. And we released the website, thedeeplyrooted.com or thedeeplyrootedshow.com. You know, where we have some merch and billboard quote merchandise and stuff. So just keep rocking with me, man. I'm learning. But my heart is pure. My intentions are pure. And I'm just trying to help, y'all. Do what I can. So, one love. I'm going to holler at y'all next week. Peace.